I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom. What is up, Wisconsin? It's Tuesday, but it feels like a Friday every day here at the Democratic National Convention. Live from downtown Chicago, you're enjoying Civic Media's special coverage of the 2024 DNC. I'm Maggie Dawn. That guy's Brian Kelly. You're listening, of course, to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a packed and fun show yet again for you today. I hope you all were laughing and chuckling and nodding along with Trygve Olson, Rick Wilson, and my great colleague, Todd Alba. For the 2 hours beforehand, I know I was nodding furiously and laughing my butt off, sitting listening to the tail end of their show. What great fun we have here every day. Speaking of great fun, someone asked me just about a half an hour ago, I was doing a little bit of an interview, and they said, what has been your number one highlight to date, Maggie, of the DNC? And I honestly answered the question when Cory Booker winked at me yesterday. Now, this was not like a generic wink.
I'm getting the vapors right now.
Oh, right? This guy was taking the senator, I should say, this guy, Senator Booker, was taking a wee bit of an interview with a local outlet just around the corner here on Media Row from the Civic Media booth. Folks were gathered around, as is wont to happen with the celebrity-slash-politician variety that you see a ton of here at the DNC. And he was mid-interview, and the interviewer was asking a question, and I showed up. You know, I'm a little bit of a tall thing, as Brian knows, and figured I'd whip the phone out, take a couple pictures of the senator, pass my card around to one of his handlers, and say, be great to have the senator on the show. And as I was standing there, of course, I was looking for some heavy eye contact. I got that and a wink. So that completely made my DNC.
You're done. You're good.
I mean, we can just pack up and go home. Senator Booker, if you're listening, one, you can come on the show anytime. I'll come to you. We'll pre-record. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. I also, you know, am single. And I hear he has terrific taste in women.
Yes.
Though he broke up with Miss Rosario Dawson, 2 years ago. So you're fully recovered. He's got no scars anymore. I'm available. Senator Booker, by all accounts, I believe is available. I'm open for winks and conversations.
Most of the people you find around here are tiny, like little tiny little elfin people who are on. The elves are the ones who are on the television.
It's the small folk.
Cory
yes.
Booker is not a small person.
No, he's
he looks tall, smaller than he is.
Handsome gentleman, yes.
Yep.
No. Anyways, that was my highlight yesterday. Highlight today is that I am going to be joined by a most fabulous co-host in just a few minutes. For most of the show today, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson is going to be joining me to co-host this afternoon. In fact, the lady in pink is sliding in here as we speak. And folks, if you watch us on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, is that correct? Is that the third one? Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. You can watch the feed. I need the cheese head. We're going to cheese head this up, Mars, for 2 seconds, because to introduce the chairwoman, I thought it was appropriate if we looked as serious as possible, folks. So if you haven't seen us on YouTube, you can just, yes, here we go. Here we go. Yes. If you haven't seen us on YouTube, you just go to YouTube, search for Civic Media. And now, very serious news coverage. We've got our cheese heads on here.
We do.
Welcome, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you for having me, Maggie.
Yes, it's a fun time here, as the cheese heads connote.
I love Wisconsin. We're such a great state. We have one of the best delegations, hands down.
Absolutely.
This has just been a phenomenal experience.
Yes, it's terrific, and I'm so happy to have you here. We're posing
you.
For the cameras, taking photos, because we're having a good time here. Of course, the chairwoman, part of the Wisconsin delegation, nay, even leading the Wisconsin delegation, I may say. It was fun to talk with you. We can take these off now. It's a little hard with the headphones, folks.
Little hungry, eat some of that.
Yeah, right. We talked or just said hello very briefly yesterday as you were rolling in with Milwaukee County,
yes.
County Executive David Crowley. So you got here. It's always hard to get in.
Yes.
Especially the first couple of times, first couple days.
What was your highlight yesterday from yesterday's many events?
So many highlights. First, I'm just so grateful to the Wisconsin Democratic Party and the Milwaukee County Democratic Party for electing me a delegate. I am a third-time delegate. So I like to think I'm a bit of an expert in this area. So we got in, we got settled, came right down to the convention center and ran into so many amazing people. Some highlights for me, running smack dab into Nancy Pelosi, someone who I admire as the leader of my board.
Yes.
She's someone who I look up to and idolize as just a brilliant woman who's always taken charge and done what's needed to be done for the American people. Definitely seeing my cohort here, just connecting with folks across the state you don't get to see every day, our great governor, yes. Tony Evers. And actually writing down with David was really nice. We do a lot of work together, but we don't get to just talk about the stuff.
Yeah, to kick it and just hang out.
Just kick it and hang back. So just talking about the events we would attend and the concerts that were being put on was really fun. And I'm just excited. It's day one. Kamala coming out day one.
Yeah, like Kama's cameo.
Such a surprise.
Boop, the pop-in. I mean, it's the summer of Brat. It's the summer of Brat,
yes,
Kamala.
That's
just,
right.
Just
that's
ask
right.
Charlie. Right.
That's right.
So I thought all of that vibe was just amazing. You and I just shared an incredibly special moment just a few seconds ago. The chairwoman and I went to go get you at the doors right after you got through the mags. And I was like, girl, do you hear who's rehearsing in the bowl right now?
Oh, my goodness.
So we ducked our heads and tell everybody who we got to see blowing the roof
off. The only Patti LaBelle rehearsing on the main stage. I cannot wait to see her tonight.
Yeah, that was, she sounded fabulous.
Amazing. Amazing.
Absolutely fabulous. Well, it is so appropriate that we're now bringing on our next special guest, Amy Allison, friend of the mayor, founder of She the People, a national network elevating the political power of women of color. Ladies, I'll just step off and let you two host the show. I mean, I'm good for the day.
It's our moment.
It is your moment.
It is.
And when I say our, I mean all of us.
All of us.
Yes. I'll just say this as the white lady sitting at this table. I like it as the moment for women of color and women of color in politics as well. Like, big love, big snaps, all of the elevating of the voices. But I think you put your finger right on it, Amy. Kamala is a big tent Democrat. This is about coalitions and bringing people together. How excited are you, Amy?
I'm so excited that, let me just tell you both that I ended up in the front row last night.
Oh.
Sitting with the California delegation.
Amazing.
Okay, and the California delegation is huge. It's almost 500 people.
Yes.
And I got a seat in the front row next to my friend Kimberly Ellis, who used to run Emerge California.
I'm an alum.
Oh, you're an alum.
My pain.
And for those who don't know, it's one of the largest training programs for Democratic pro-choice women. So a little plug for Emerge. And Latifa Simon, who's another friend, a fantastic leader coming out of East Bay, who's going to replace Barbara Lee in the Congress. So that's big shoes to fill.
Shoes.
I'm sitting with these two women.
Wow.
And I don't know if it was my screaming during AOC's remarkable message to us, or it was my yelling in response to Hillary Clinton finally acknowledging her. She stands on the shoulders of Shirley Chisholm. That was
Shirley
a moment I will never forget.
The one and only.
Because I felt it was such a blindness for Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
Yes.
I'm the first woman. I'm the first.
No.
It was a blindness for her not to recognize that black women had been laboring for a multiracial democracy that included all of us, included women of all races. It was a blindness to say, I'm in the legacy of a suffragette movement without acknowledging
the
that
work
some
of black women,
some of the key suffragettes, they had black women go to the back and they took all the spoils, but including our right to vote. But now I felt we were in this moment. That's why it's a white woman moment too.
Mm.
Because now so many people of all races and genders are starting to acknowledge no one should be ahead of the line. We're all in the mix.
That's right.
Yes. And that's the fundamental belief and values that a strong democracy of an, you know, in our American future can look like. So anyway, a reporter got me screaming. Okay. The whole story was to tell you a reporter got me screaming, and it then became
Did you go viral?
It's on the front page of the New York Times.
Oh, girl, that is amazing.
You're famous.
I'm famous, not famous, because this is like, this is a woman who is absolutely in the history, enthralled. And they captured that moment, and I'm just telling you.
I'm so happy for you, Amy. Listen, I've been trying to describe to people, like, what those moments can feel like. And the closest two analogies that I can come up with are those moments where you love that singer, that rock star, that group so much, and you're all in that sort of collective ecstasy when you're seeing them perform live, or straight up church.
Yes.
You don't have to say, it's like that heady mix when everybody in the room is feeling and doing and frankly vibing in this one particular way. And there are so many of those moments. Marcy, you were describing when you were coming in last night and seeing everyone. It's like being at a freaking family reunion.
It is. It is such a family reunion.
I was like, where are the matching t-shirts?
Yes.
We're all getting there, right?
Yes, family reunion 2024.
That is what this DNC feels like. We got to take care of some business, folks. I can't believe the first segment's already up. It is so exciting to be here. My co-host for as long as she can make time. This show is Marcelia Nicholson, the Afro-Latina first woman, county board chairwoman from Milwaukee County, joined also by Amy Allison, founder of She the People, a national network promoting the political power of women in politics. Hell yeah, everybody. Yeah. Don't
Hell
go anywhere.
Yeah. That's right.
The fun continues here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Follow away, oh. May the last one burn into flame.